see this issue raise its head a number of times a year over the last number of years. There's no doubt that it is cause for concern. You and your listeners will have heard me defend the right of individuals, the elderly, families, rural dwellers, burn turf and sticks. The cost of energy is an issue. Many have raised concerns with me around the prospect of repair costs from the most recent storms being passed on to consumers and customers. That's definitely an issue. And I suppose, you know, the loans evidence reveals, you know, that those people who contact them with financial support needs, 45% of them cite utility bills as their main area of concern. And I think that in itself speaks volumes.
We've seen in recent, I suppose, recent past that the cost of everything really has gone up. And among those impacted is the cost of, you know, for people to heat their homes, to light their homes. And, you know, for many older people, I suppose that these supports are, you know, slowly, they feel are they being taken away?
Well, they are when you take inflation into it, you know, there's no doubt about that. They're being eaten into, and that is why we would have had energy credits. I would say, you know, that those credits need to continue. There's absolutely no doubt about that when you see a report like this. Alone have called for the benchmarking of the state pension. That is something that I would support. I think we need to see that happen. And energy credits will have to fill the gap, you know, because this gap, as they say, keeps widening. There's no doubt that energy poverty is a public health issue. You would have heard me say that before. There is data and stats there with regard to, and you hear it trotted out all the time, air quality and the issue of air quality around public health. But there's also data there, and it's every bit as significant around fuel poverty and its impact on individuals' health.